Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Support for WPR comes from Present Music, performing honest music with guest violist and curator Nadia Sirota, May 9th at 8 at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Tickets and info are at presentmusic.org.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strainchamps. Today, going wild. You know, it used to be, if you wanted to see a penguin or a grizzly in the wild, you had to go somewhere with a backpack. Today, it's all on YouTube, where, in fact, a plain old grizzly in the wild doesn't even cut it anymore. For a nature video to go viral today, that's got to be phenomenal, like a seal attacking a shark. So on the one hand, maybe we're getting a little jaded about nature. And on the other, we're so aware that climate change could make so much of it disappear.
I had done a story in 2007 where I backcountry skied into the northern Rockies of Glacier National Park in Montana with a researcher who was studying what's going on there with glaciers melting and climate change. His computer models forecast that the glaciers of Glacier National Park will be gone around the year 2020. These are glaciers that have been there for 7,000 years. And I realized my kids will still be teenagers.
Michael Lanza is an outdoor writer who spent a lot of time in backcountry wilderness, and his response to climate fear was to get outdoors with his family for a year.
Nate, my son, was 9, and my daughter Alex was 7 at the time. My wife and I had had long conversations, very serious conversations, whether we wanted to go backpacking Glacier National Park with our kids, who were a nice snack size for a grizzly bear, or sea kayaking in Alaska's Glacier Bay, where there are killer whales. You know, the water's cold enough that if you, you know, capsize a sea kayak and can't get out of the water, you could be dead of hypothermia in 15 minutes. So, but, you know, we've put together, as many trips as we could fit into a year. We went to the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, Glacier Bay, Alaska, where we sea kayaked for 5 days. We went to Mount Rainier, North Cascades National Park. One of the objectives was to take a wilderness trip in each place. And we were hiking along the beach in Olympic National Park. And we had just passed this tide pool where this boulder the size of a small house was absolutely wallpapered with mussels and sea anemones and sea stars, purple and bright yellow, and just, you know, it blew my kids away. And so we passed that, we continue walking, and my son, you know, who's, again, he's 9 years old at the time, he starts asking questions about what climate change will mean for these creatures that live in these tide pools, which are endangered by the warming water and warming temperatures. And he said to me, this is part of the reason you wanted to take us on these trips this year, right? So that we would learn this. And I was floored by this, to hear this from a 9-year-old.
So that's what happened when Michael Lanza took his family into the wild for a year. And by the way, you can read about their adventures in his book, Before They're Gone.